welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined again by Christina, my other host. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brancy?
I'm pretty good. Everybody is talking about this episode titled Baby, which premiered 1 week ago. Yes, I know we just got caught up, but you know what? It was Halloween. That's all I have to say. We got wild.
True.
We got wild on Halloween, true. Y'all. But it's okay. We're going to talk about it now. So let's just jump right into this. I believe that everybody is 100% correct in giving so much hype to this episode. What do you think?
It was a really good episode. I liked it.
I enjoyed
the hype.
Yes, I agree. And one of the reasons I think that this episode was so good is that it felt very old school. But, I mean, we're in season 11. It's kind of hard to be old school in season 11 when it's been so many years.
I agree with that. It had the vibe from, you know, earlier seasons.
It did. So starting off in the beginning, right off from the time the episode starts, we see the camera focusing on the little aspects of the Impala that we have grown to love, that Chuck talked about in his narration at the season 5 finale, Swan Song. Like the army men stuck in the thing or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
That was a nice touch. I'm glad that they, you know, they didn't, what's the word I'm looking for? Forget about it. There you go.
Right. It was very good to see that continuity there. I appreciated it. Great way to start the episode. The camera angles in this episode were brilliant, by the way.
They were.
Because everything
really
was
great.
Shot in the car. Like, the entirety was in the car. And what's so crazy about that is, put that situation in any other television show out there right now, like, that would never work.
Yeah, it
wouldn't.
It would only work for Supernatural.
Yeah, it's because the Impala has become its own character in a way, even though it's just a car. To the fandom, it's more than just a car. And if you applied that to literally any other television show, they would be like, you're crazy. This is never going to pass. It never would have been made, much less do well. So it's kind of amazing that Supernatural can literally say, you know what? We're going to do a whole episode in the car. It still will be so good.
I'm glad it turned out good. Because I had, you know, I was like, how are they going to do this? How is this going to go down? But I'm actually pleased with the way that, you know, it happened.
Right. Well, when I first found out that it was going to be entirely in the car, I was like, well, that sounds dumb. I'm not ashamed to admit that.
That was my reaction, too.
I know. I was like, this is going to be stupid. I was picturing, you know how, and this is going to sound dumb, but you remember how on the Amanda Show, where they used to have that sketch where, like, all those people were stuck in the car? Like, I thought that's what it's going to be like.
Oh, boy.
I really did. But, no, we got back to a little bit of the core of what Supernatural is about. It's about the brothers and about how they grew up, about John and Mary, about classic rock and driving down the road in the Impala. And I was really happy with it. The whole feel of it felt really good and nostalgic.
I agree with that.
Plus, we also had the return of a very classic line.
Jerk.
Bitch.
There
we finally got it back. Finally got it back. It's been a while since we've heard that.
It has been a very long time.
Yeah. Listening closely, you almost lose it because the way they said it in like the pilot is so different than the way they said it now. It almost looked like they were kind of had that nostalgic look in their eyes and they said it too.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. But talking about some of the more finer details here, we have young John Winchester randomly appear in the car.
Mm.
Did you expect that at all?
I did not.
I didn't either.
When they showed the, you know, the preview, and he was in the preview, you know, they showed how, you know, he was picking out the Impala. I still didn't expect him to be in the actual episode. I thought it was just a preview, you know, a little lead-in.
Right. Yeah, I had no idea that Matt Cohen was coming back as John Winchester. And this wasn't older John Winchester. This was young John Winchester. So that
but
was
interesting. But apparently it was, you know, archived sort of footage from a previous season. So he wasn't actually there.
Yeah. And it wasn't even actually John Winchester either.
No.
So, but still, I had no idea that they were going to pull that. And were you suspicious of it when it happened? Because Sam is very suspicious, and rightfully so. And he even tells Dean, oh, that couldn't have been Dad. He was too polite. He said everything I wanted to hear.
Oh, that was definitely suspicious. He wouldn't,
yeah.
You know, something like that.
And I even wrote it down. There was one line where he says, I never wanted this for you boys. And I think I sent you a message. I was like, bullshit, sir. Bullshit.
That is exactly what you said. You were like, bullshit.
I know. I was so pissed. I was like, who the hell are you to say you never wanted this for them? You forced them into this life. No. But, of course, it's not actually John. Yeah, but of course it's not actually, you know, John, but regardless, it was a mess anyway. Yeah, I would have been fighting someone. But after Sam wakes up from this little dream vision, it's not really clear, he and Dean have a discussion about their dreams and how they kind of always have the same dream, but slightly different. Sam dreams of their mom and how it's just a normal life, and Dean sometimes dreams of them just in the car with their dad. And that goes back to their conversation earlier where Sam says, don't you ever think of it? Don't you ever think about something more? I don't know if the Winchesters are ever going to get that.
I have no idea. One can only hope, but
right.
The way things are looking, I don't see it.
Right. Well, Dean once had Ben and Lisa, and Sam once had Amelia. But I find it interesting that when Sam says, don't you ever think about it, you know, like a normal life or something different, he specifically says with another hunter. I thought that was interesting to note because he, I guess, has learned that after Lisa and Amelia, they can't bring in somebody who's out of the life into this.
That's true.
I thought that was interesting that they mentioned that they had to be a hunter. Also, fake John says, God helps those who help themselves. Do you have any speculation as to what that could mean?
Maybe we're going to meet God.
You if know, God is not Morgan Freeman, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I'm going to cry.
We've been saying it for years that we wish that they would just, I would pay whatever is needed to get Morgan Freeman to play God just for one scene.
Maybe that's why it's taken so long for the God character to not be introduced, because they're trying to get up money for Morgan Freeman.
Hey, I mean, they saved a lot of money on this episode, because with it being all in the car, they didn't have to spend a ton of money on special effects or props or extras or anything like that. So, just saying. But even if that doesn't happen. I would love that to happen, but even if it doesn't. Let's talk about the one thing that just had me rolling my eyes this episode. I think you know what I'm talking about. These two girls in the valet. What the world was that?
Like, what the fuck was, excuse my language, what the hell was that?
It's okay. I've probably said worse on our Walking Dead recaps before, but yeah, I didn't appreciate them joyriding the Impala like that. What was that?
I don't get the point. Like, what was the point of that?
Just to be a mess, apparently.
Of course.
I didn't like it. And they had that song playing, and they looked so stupid when they were doing it. It's like they weren't even joyriding. They were just doing donuts in, like, some random parking lot. It was a mess.
Like, it didn't even look fun.
No.
I mean,
I'd love to drive that car, but that's not the way I would treat that car if I had that car.
I thought they were going to wreck. I thought that's why they were in there, that they were going to wreck the car. But, you know, I'm glad that I was wrong, that they didn't wreck it.
I would have been pissed. I would have been pissed, and Dean would have been pissed.
Oh, that would have been awful.
Yeah, it was horrible. But aside from that, we also should talk about Castiel, who, even though he's not present in the episode, he does still have a part to play in the episode. He's on the phone most of the time. And I love the scene where he's talking to Dean on the phone, and then Dean's like, oh, hold on, but he keeps talking anyways. And we see, like, it even syncs up at one point where Dean gets jumped by the deputy, and Cass says, oh, it's not a whisper because the timeline's off. And it's like, oh, that's freaking great, Castiel. Thank you for that.
That was a mess. You see Dean acted a mess, and Castiel's just, you know, trying to help. But Dean
yep.
can't hear him.
No, but I like the way that synced up. It was funny. And let's talk about Castiel discovering Netflix and watching Orange is the New Black. Oh, my goodness. I was shaking my head when I found out that's what he was watching. That's a mess.
That is fantastic, though.
He was probably so confused. Just, the more I think about that, the more hilarious it is.
You should have watched Dean.
He should have. That would have been a mess. I mean, and Dean even says, you know, we've all had our binge moments. I was like, okay. I know the binging well.
Oh, I do too.
Yes. But other noteworthy little moments of the episode, I thought it was funny when the windshield wipers, he turns them on to kind of like swipe the head off of his car. That was funny.
That was lovely.
Oh,
I liked that.
And when he pulls out his phone and he starts taking pictures of the head, like, that he puts in the cooler, that was funny.
I wasn't surprised to see that. But I kind of wanted to see, you know, the phone and then him show the head. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, because I don't know how to explain it.
I think I see what you mean, though. And I think it's also funny, we even got one of those Sam health freak moments and Sam nerd moments where he's eating the smoothie at one point, and then the whole thing with the coin and how he makes a comment that it has to be dated pre-whatever, because I'm sorry, I forgot the year already. Sorry, Sam. And Dean's like, oh, of course, only you would know that. I thought that was hilarious because, yeah, I totally wouldn't have guessed that either. I feel like I've heard that fact randomly somewhere, but I never would have remembered, like, the date or anything.
I'm sorry, Wendy, I'm not good with dates.
No, neither am I. But also, something noteworthy, they just drive up to the gas station and all around town and everything with blood, like, completely covered, and it's all over the car, and nobody bats an eye. Nobody makes an effort to wash it off. I just don't even know what to say to that.
It's like it never even happened. It wasn't even there.
Yeah. It was crazy. And even just driving around town, and you see all the people walking in the background, I'm just laughing because I'm like, nobody has said anything yet. That's hilarious.
That would have been a nice twist.
That would have been. And I liked that episode, Weekend at Bobby's, back in season 6, when it showed, like, how Bobby would always answer the phone and pretend to be the FBI. That was so good to me when they did that, because that shows, because I'm always saying, okay, this is bullshit. Who's actually going to believe that these two yahoos are FBI agents? You know what I mean? So I like when they put that
exactly.
in there. It would have been funny if somebody made a comment about the car, but it was still good regardless.
It was good.
Yeah. And I liked that at the end of the episode, they drive off and it's just like this broken down Impala. And I think that is the first time in the entire episode that the camera is outside of the car.
I think you're right, because the fight scenes, you know, we see them from inside the car.
Right. And we just see it pull back and then the broken down Impala drives off. But
they better get that.
I like that. Oh, you know they will. That thing has been broken to hell so many times. The Impala is a character now. We have to take care of her.
We do. It's Dean's baby.
It is Dean's baby. But other than that, did you have anything else you kind of wanted to add about the episode?
I hated that woman. You know, I forgot her name. The woman in the back, you know, that goes ape.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I didn't like her.
No, she was a mess. And she just, like, after he kills the alpha or whatever and just snaps out of it, She's like, oh, my children. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's so stupid. Oh, my children. Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to kill her, too.
Yeah. I thought so, too. But whatever. I guess she was, like, under some kind of spell or whatever while she was turned as a ghoul pyre.
A ghoul pyre.
The ghoul pyre. Let's not leave that out. But, yeah, I didn't like her. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
What
other
I did like...
That, I think that's the only thing I wanted to add.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple more little things that I just remember, but they're just small things. I liked how you could see the progression of all the little things that Dean used to escape, like the hairpin in the car, and how he used that to get his handcuffs loose, and how he used the coins from the purse that the girl left in there to shove in the dude's mouth and kill him, because, you know, that's how they roll. I liked that, how they had the little bits throughout the episode.
Oh, yeah. Like, when everybody kept losing the stuff, like, in the...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, what is this? Where
yeah.
is it going?
That reminded me of my car, because you can attest to this, Christina. I've got stuff all over my car. I find
true.
Stuff, like, randomly all the time, and I'm like, what? Where did this come from? I thought I got rid of this. But I thought that was funny because that's so, like, that's a real thing. You know, I mean, obviously Supernatural deals with stuff that's not realistic a lot, being creatures and stuff. But the little things like that, like how everybody has crap all up in their car, that was funny to me. I can relate to that. Got stuff all over my car. And another thing I liked is the line, never use Swayze's name in vain.
That was beautiful.
That was nice. I liked that. I like all those little one-liners, and it was nice. I had so many quotes written down from this episode that we already kind of talked about, but I like those things. I liked the jerk bitch moment. I liked the one-liners, the brotherly bonding. And, of course, the Swayze line. It's perfect.
I almost forgot about the Swayze line, but that was one of my favorite lines of the episode.
Yes, I did like that. But, yeah, it was the whole episode was mostly just the brothers. But in a way, I was kind of glad to see that. I mean, of course, I love Castiel and Crowley, but it's been a while since we've seen just the boys.
I agree with that. So it was a nice change, you know, to have just
yeah.
them.
And that is how we all started out.
That was it. That is true. I was thinking about the first episode. It would just been
right.
Death.
Yeah, but it just used to be the boys on the road with the Impala. And we got a little bit of taste of that. But I did find it interesting that they chose to do this episode last week, though, because they always do something the week of Halloween. And, you know, tonight's episode is going to be about Lizzie Borden, and I find it interesting that they didn't switch the order there.
You got a point there.
Because Lizzie Borden seems like a more Halloween-type topic. I don't know. I just find it interesting that they didn't switch the order on that. But whatever.
Yeah, it does seem more like a Halloween sort of topic. That's weird.
Right. I mean, it's not like a huge deal or anything, but I just find it interesting that they did that. I'm excited for tonight's episode as well.
I am too. I want to see how it goes. I hope that we'll get more plot with Crowley and Castiel and Rowena and all of those lovely characters.
Oh, those lovely ones. Yeah, this episode, Baby, was really plot light. However, I think we kind of need that every now and then to just... Because there's so much going on all the time. We just needed a couple episodes a season to just kind of let loose. Just be calm.
And there's a lot going on this season in particular. Like, holy shit.
Right, with the darkness. And, you know, they even say the darkness is coming, but only the boys can stop it. So we're going to see.
Maybe
that's
stop it.
That's the only reason I can think that they would have this episode this week. Maybe something that was said in the episode had to be said before whatever happens tonight. I don't know.
We'll find out tonight, huh?
We will indeed find out tonight. But I think that's pretty much it for our baby recap. Thank you all for listening. And if you want to check out more of the Supernatural recap shows, you can go on to our new home at Audio Boom. You can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Go under the television tab and you can find all those interesting things. If you like other shows besides Supernatural, you can also find things like Once Upon a Time, American Horror Story, The Walking Dead, Gotham, Sleepy Hollow, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and I'm sure there's plenty more that I'm not thinking of immediately. If you like blog reviews, full episode details, you can also go to thevro.com. I know we have stuff for Arrow and The Flash on there, Rain, Switched at Birth, several others, I'm sure. If you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Variety Radio Online on Facebook. You can also go to @thevro on Twitter and Variety Radio Online on Tumblr and Instagram. So thank you all for listening, and we'll say goodbye for now, and we will be back in a couple days. I don't know. I'm not going to guarantee you guys anything. Within a couple days, though, within the next day or two, probably, we'll be back to talk about tonight's episode, Thin Lizzy. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.